Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done and everything that you are about to do. Father, even now on this prophetic midnight prayer call, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and declare in your wonderful name that all shall be done, and everything that will be done so that you will be glorified. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that all our needs are already met according to your riches and glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare peace. And we declare peace in the lives of your people. We declare long life we shall be satisfied with. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We declare and affirm that you are our shepherd and we shall not want for anything. We declare and we affirm that we will rise up and be bold, and there will be no fear that will be named among us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that we will move forward in the things that you have called us to move into. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare miracles and open doors for your people. We decree that your people will speak your word in power and in might and in strength. We declare healing. We declare holiness. We declare that your people will live satisfied life in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare that this space that we are entering in, that it will be a space of miracles, a space of breakthroughs, a place of transformation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's start speaking in the Holy Ghost. People of God, it takes
Hallelujah, God. I thank and praise your holy and wonderful name, oh God. I thank you, God, because you are the beginning and the end, oh God. You are the first and last, oh God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are, is and always will be, oh God. And without you, oh God, we is nothing, oh God. I thank your holy name, oh God. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. I thank you for this prayer calls, oh God, this prayer cry, oh God, I thank you for what you're doing and have done in our lives, oh God. I thank you, God, for breaking every stronghold, oh God, that come against us, oh God. I thank you, oh God, in your holy name, oh God, for being you, oh God, and for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step in your word, oh God. I thank and praise your name, oh God. I thank you, Lord, because you know the people who went through things in their lives, oh God, went through trauma, God, went through bad relationships, went through all kinds of terror in their lives and even with family members, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for your healing, God. I thank you, God, for healing them, God, that they will heal and you will give them strength and they will come out of whatever that they've been tagged into, God, that they will come out and you will give them victory, God, because victory is yours, oh God. I just want to give you all honor and praise, and I want to thank you for every prophet and prophetess on this line, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for shielding them and protecting them from evil, God. I want to thank you, oh God, for letting nothing form against us prosper, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for protecting our children, God. I want to thank you, God, for protecting the little ones as they go back and forth to school, as they play outside on the playground, oh God. I want to thank and praise your name, oh God, for the lost, God, for bringing them back home to you, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for being that marriage keeper, oh God, and that relationship healer, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our life, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for all and everything, that marvelous, marvelous thing that you are doing in our lives, oh God, and leading us, oh God, in that direction that you will have for us to go. I want to thank you, God, for giving us that why and letting us walk into our why and our purpose, oh God, letting us execute what you will have for us to execute, oh God. I want to thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. I want to thank you for healing, God. Healing, God. I want to thank you, God. I decree and declare healing to all your people, God. I decree and declare, oh God, that you will continue to walk with us, to hold our hands, and to bring us into our destiny, oh God. I thank you, God, for even allowing the president to not go his way, but go your way, God. I decree and declare healing, God. I decree and declare healing even into this nation, oh God. I decree and declare healing, oh God, into family members, oh God. I decree and declare that strongholds will be broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we give you the glory. We give you the praise, for you said where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, that you are in the midst. We thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst of us. We thank you, Lord God, that you are adhering to our cry. Lord God, you said you will hasten your word to perform it. We thank you, Lord God, that you have decreed and declared that you will make our country a place of peace. We'll be able to sleep at night without fear. You'll get rid of all the wild beasts. You'll eliminate war. You'll chase out our enemies and defeat them. For you declared that 5 of us shall chase 100, and 100 of us shall chase 10,000 and do away with them. You will give us your full attention, and you will make sure that we prosper. You'll make sure we grow in numbers and keep your covenant with us and in good working order. We shall still be eating from last year's harvest when you have to clean out the barns to make room for our new crops. We thank you, Lord God, that our enemies shall fall before our faces, Lord God, for 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see and behold the reward of the wicked, because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of your Almighty God, and we say you are our refuge, you're our fortress, and you're our God. And we rejoice knowing that you are hastening to our prayer. We thank you for the full manifestation of total victory, total healing, total deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, that those D.C. young girls that have been abducted and seduced into trafficking, Lord God, we uncover the corruption even now. We command the belly of hell to release our children, release our daughters. Lord God, we decree and declare that the light will shine brightly in those secret places, uncovering the works of darkness, and we declare victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Heavenly Father, we bring unto you thanksgiving on tonight, Lord God. And we remember, Lord God, the miracles that have manifested in our lives, Lord God. May we be grateful for the portion that you have portioned for each and every one of us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, with my heart tonight. I thank you and I give you praise, Lord God, as I remember the things that you are doing and continue to do, Lord God. I may not own a house, Lord God, but I thank you for the roof that's over my head, Lord God. I may not have gotten that job, Lord God, but I thank you for the business ideas that have come forth, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for my daughter, Lord God. I thank you for my husband, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you continue to do and all the ways that your uncommon favor and your grace manifest each and every day, Lord God. I pray that as we lift our hearts, Lord God, may we also remember the things that you continue to do, even the things that are unseen, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray for the broken hearted, Lord God. I pray for the areas in this world that need your love, Lord God. May you reveal yourself in a new way. May your glory manifest in a new way, Lord God. May you hear our prayers like never before, Lord God. And for those, Lord God, I pray for those who are on their last straw, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you keep them, that you increase their faith, increase their strength, increase their commitment to prayer, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that as we pray, Lord God, that we are making change, Lord God, that we are making way out of no way, Lord God, that doors are opening, things are shackling, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to praise you on tonight. Thank you for the opportunity to praise you on tonight, Lord God. Touch our homes, Lord God. Touch our workplace. Touch our travel. Touch every one of us, Lord God, like never before. May we come to know you in a new way in this season of resurrection. Each and every one of us, and even those that are connected by us, Lord God, need the blood of Jesus. May people come to know you through us in a new and mighty way. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for just coming to you tonight, Father, this morning, dear Lord. And Father, we just thank you for carrying us, dear Lord, carrying us into a new week, Father God, keeping us in our right mind, dear Lord, keeping us in good health, dear Lord. We just thank you, Father. We just thank you, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, dear Lord. We thank you for the prosperity that you pour out in our lives, dear Lord. Father God, look upon everyone that's on this call tonight, dear Lord. Give them their heart's desire, dear Lord. Look upon their family members, dear Lord. Look upon the children that's in D.C., Father God. I lift them up to you, Father God, that you would bring them home, Father, that you would cover them, dear Lord, that you would dispatch those angels around them, Father God, to show that you are dear, so the dove, Father. Let that dove just cover them, Father God. And, Lord, look upon all our male children. Father, all the male children out here on this earth, Father God, you know all the challenges that they have to go through, Father God, in school, Father. And, Lord, I lift every male child up to you, Father God, that you will redeem them, Father God, that you will cover them, Father God, overcover them, Father. And, Lord, we ask you to look upon the young ladies, Father God, too, that's in school, Father, those that's in school, all over, dear Lord. Just touch her in a mighty way, Father. Look upon Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. Continue to bless the church, Father God. Give them strength, dear Lord. Touch your people's minds, dear Lord. Get them focused, Father God. Whatever situation they're going through, dear Lord, let them know that you are there with them, Father God. And, Lord, look upon all the pastors that's on the phone tonight, dear Lord. Touch them. Father, touch their ministry, dear Lord. Give them new fruit, Father God, and we thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Bless them, Father, from their head to their toes, Father God. Continue to bless them for the prophetic ministry, dear Lord, that they are going out to do, Father, and look upon their family, dear Lord, their children and their grandchildren. Continue to bless them and elevate them too, Father God. And Lord, look upon those that are standing in the gap for healing, for cancer, for all kind of different diseases, dear Lord. I lift them up to you, Father God, tonight, that you will go out and touch them and heal them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the Father. We decree and declare that it's done, dear Lord. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high, Father God. We thank you for the people of God here on the line even tonight, Father God. We thank you for giving us divine peace even now, Father. Father, cover our households even now so that we are covered as we come and as we go, Father God. Order our steps so that your will may be done. Not our will, Father God, but your will. Father God, allow innovative ideas now begin to flow through us, Father God. Father God, allow us to have a restless, restful, peaceful sleep, Father God, even now. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to just lift you up and worship your name, Father God. I want to thank you for my family even now. I want to lift my family up and my siblings even now, Father God, and my parents and my grandparents even now, Father God, and our children, my nieces and nephew and my children, Father God. Father God, allow a fresh wind of peace to blow even now in my household and in the household of the people of God even now, Father God. Father God, bring us clarity and peace, Father God, clarity and peace. And I want to thank you, Father God, for allowing me the opportunity to praise you constantly, Father God. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for another time together as one, Father God, as we come, Father God, seeking your face, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for you said in your word, they that seek you early shall find you. And Father God, we just thank you that as we are coming together as one, even the more, we thank you, Father God, that you would honor our coming together, that you would hear our cry, and that you would answer every petition, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now as we humble ourselves. We thank you for covering us in your blood. We thank you for cleansing us in the power of your blood, and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we honor and thank you for the angels of this house, Archbishop Master Prophet Ibanor Jordan and Lady Pastor Deborah Prophetess Jordan. Father God, we thank you for their parents, Father God. And Father, we thank you for the children and the grandchildren and those to come. Father, we ask that your right hand of peace, love, strength, encouragement, prosperity, promotion, honor, direction, protection, and divine order would rest upon them now in the name of Jesus, and not only upon their lives, but the lives, Lord God, of all your people that have gathered on this line and those that are connected to those that are on this line. Father God, we thank you for every prophet in this house, for every family that's represented by every prophet in this house, Father. And we don't just thank you for the prophets in this house, but, Father, we thank you for every ministry office in this house. Father God, we ask that you continue to strengthen us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are continuing to humble ourselves before you, knowing that it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but it's by your spirit that we do what we do, God. For in you we live, in you we move, and in you we have our being. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak to every spirit of contrariness, and we command it to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. We speak to every lie, and we command it to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. God, we speak to every spirit of infirmity, and we command it to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. We speak to every spirit of discord and disunity and error, and we command them to bow its knees to the name of Jesus. Father, every spirit that is not subject to your word, we command it now to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. And God, right now, Lord Jesus, we declare you, Lord, in our lives. We declare you, Lord, in our families' lives. We declare you, Lord, in our homes, God. We declare you, Lord, in Zoe Ministries. and in all the ministries that are represented here, God. We declare you, Lord, in every medical facility, nursing homes and hospitals and those even not named, we declare you, Lord. We declare you, Lord, in our communities, Lord. We declare you, Lord, in our school systems. We declare you, Lord, in our court systems. We declare you, Lord, in the government branches. In Congress, we declare you, Lord. In Senate, we declare you, Lord. In the White House, we declare you, Lord. In the universe, in all the systems that are established, we declare you, Lord. And Father God, we don't take nothing for granted, but we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And God, we thank you that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that is at work with us even now. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
And Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We magnify your name, Lord God. We thank you for all the miraculous things that you are doing in our lives even now, Lord God. We thank you for this midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for all the souls that have gathered together to come and pray for others on this evening, Lord God. We thank you for family, Lord God. We thank you for unity, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen relationships in this time, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen couple relationships, Lord God. Strengthen husbands, strengthen wives. Make them better husbands and better wives, Lord God. Strengthen our relationships with you, Lord God. Make us better believers, Lord God. Strengthen our faith, Lord God. We just thank you for our children, Lord God. Thank you for covering them. Thank you for protecting them. Thank you for watching over them when our eyes cannot be there to watch them, Lord God. We thank you for watching over them in school, and we thank you for even to help select their friends and their company wisely in this season, Lord God. We thank you for their obedience, Lord God. We thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. We thank you for touching all of our businesses, Lord God. We thank you for prosperity in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strength. We thank you for courage. We thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for touching our minds and our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Lord God, and we lift her up before you on tonight, Father God. We thank you for Archbishop Jordan, Lord God. We ask that you continue to strengthen him. And we thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord God. We ask that you continue to strengthen her and strengthen them as they continue to strengthen your people, Lord God. We thank you for all the miraculous things that you continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this midnight cry. We thank you for another time, Father God, to fellowship and just pray and petition before you. Father God, we thank you for our leaders and Archbishop, and Master Prophet, Father, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father, as they globalize the prophetic, Father. Father God, we thank you for a new courageousness in this season and boldness, Father, that you've given unto us. Father God, we thank you for right mindfulness, Father, and wisdom, even amongst our family members, even amongst our co-workers, Father God, even amongst our loved ones, our friends, Father God, begin to touch the hearts and minds of our enemies, Father God, even now. Father God, we thank you because we know that you set us up a table, Father, in the presence of thine enemies, Father. And we thank you, Father, for right now making our enemies a footstool unto us. Father God, we thank you for allowing each and every one of us to overcome any obstacle or any circumstance that may befall us now, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now for making us the head and not the tail, above and not below. Father God, we thank you for whenever the enemy comes in like a flood, Father, that you raise up a standard against them, Father. Father God, we thank you even now that we know that no weapon formed against us will begin to prosper, Father God, even now. We thank you for divine provision, Father, provision in the workplace, Father God, provision in our travels, Father God, provision in the family, provision in the finances, Father God. We thank you right now, Father, because we know that it's only through the blood of your Son, Jesus, Father, that can wash us white as snow. Father God, we thank you for the cleansing. We thank you for divine healing, Father God, inside of our physical bodies. We thank you for divine healing, Father God, inside of the physical bodies of our loved ones, Father God. We ask you to make any crooked bones straight, Father God. Set in order any blood cells, Father God, that may be out of line, Father God. Father God, place back in regularity, Father God, anything that may be in irregularity, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for our elders, Father. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Mother Mary Berry, and Father God, continue to strengthen them, Father, as they continue to do your work and do your will. Father God, we ask now for you to continue to have your way. We know that you are God and God alone. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the finisher of our work. Father God, we thank you for that thing which you are doing inside of each and every one of us. And above all, Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for your peace. Thank you for your kindness, Father, that you abound to each and every one of us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you, God, for all the things you have done in my life and in the people of God's life. Father God, I thank you, God, for you being our shepherd and that we shall not want, God. I thank you, God, for each and every miracle and victory and breakthrough that you have brought in our lives, God. Father God, I ask that anything that is not like you, God, that we cross it out with the blood of Jesus, God. Any type of negativity that does not belong around us, God, we cross it out with the blood of Jesus, God. Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, God. We exalt your name, God. We thank you, God, for the double portion that you have put into our lives. We thank you, God, for the abundance, God. We thank you, God, for the life that you have given each and every one of us on this call tonight. We thank you, God, for your love. We thank you, God, for letting us to lift our voice to you. We thank you, God, for letting us to lift our hands to you, God. We thank you, God, that we are able to dance for you, God. We thank you, God, that we're able to sing your praises, God. We thank you, God, for every inspirational ideas and thoughts and the creativity that you have placed inside of us, God. We thank you, God, for healing us, God, bringing healing into our lives and healing our families, God. We thank you, God, for the eyes that you have given us for us to see, God, and see what is not to be seen and seeing what is seen, God. We thank you for our ears, God, to give us, to allow us to hear, God. We thank you, God, for our mouth, allowing us to speak, God, and to use our tongue as a weapon, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for everything in your name, God. We thank you, God, for our household and the households that are connected and listening to this prayer, God. We thank you, God, God. We ask that you bring them first in everything that they do, God, and to bring our children first. We thank you, God, for the joy and the joy of the Lord that you have placed in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for the continuous growth that you have in us, God. We thank you, God, for giving us the mind of Christ, God. We ask that you use us, Lord. Use us to our ability, God. Use us where you have the glory, God. We thank you, God, for the support that you have given to us, God. We thank you, God, for your love, kindness, God, and for us to share that with others, God. God, we submit ourselves to you with a humble heart, God, and with an open heart, God. Let your love shine through us and to touch others around us. And, Father God, we ask all these things in your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we thank you right now for this midnight cry call, conference call. We thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and our beloved Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan. And we thank you, Father God, for Prophetess Mother Mary Barron right now. And we thank you, Father God, for the company of prophets that are here standing and interceding for your people, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that even in this hour that your word said that men ought to always pray and never faint. And, Father God, we refuse to give up. And we thank you, Father God, that as we not be weary in our well-doing, that knowing that we should reap if we faint not. And, Father God, I thank you right now that you will grace everyone that is on this call not to give up, but to endure to the end. Give them the spirit that you gave Paul. Let them be a finisher, and let them have lasting power, God, that they may last to finish. In the name of Jesus, because your word says it's not given to the swift and neither the strong, but the one that endureth to the end. And Father God, we thank you right now for that spirit of endurance, that we shall endure to the end. in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I decree miracles, breakthrough, healing, restoration, increase in prosperity in the lives of your people. Holy Spirit, I thank you right now that you will begin to rise up in us and engulf our life right now. Engulf us with the spirit of love, peace, joy, meekness, humbleness, kindness, health, and prosperity. I thank you, Father God, that you're making all the head and not the tail. You're putting us on top and not beneath. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. I thank you, Father God, that even this season that you will target your people for the blessing, that the blessing will run them down and overtake them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you will give them seed to sow and bread to eat. I thank you, Father God, for now prosperity in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you've given them power to attain wealth. I thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that even this hour you will do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I thank you, Father God, that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. God, begin to provide every need, and God, give them the overflow. Grace them, hallelujah, to be givers. Hallelujah. And God, to pay off their bills, hallelujah, not only just to give to your kingdom, but to pay off their bills and to enjoy. I decree and declare increase and overflow for your people like never before. And but God, remind us that we have to build your kingdom. We have to begin to build the man and the woman of God in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree, we declare victory and breakthrough. And I plead your precious blood upon your people right now. Cover their households, their neighborhoods, their communities, God. And hallelujah, their state, from state to state. God, cover us with your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker. Tear down every wall of partition, Lord Jesus, and be our peacemaker, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we cast out the spirit of confusion, discord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the spirit of unity, love, and peace, and joy, hallelujah. Give us joy in the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, I ask you right now to go before each and every one of your people, before us, and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare victory and breakthrough for your people in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every utterance that have been said on this call. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every household that is represented on this call, Father. Father, we say, have your way, Father. And Father, even as the prayers have went up, Father, we thank you also for that new thing that you're about to do in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for that thing that we have never, ever experienced. We thank you for that very thing that you are about to do in the lives of your people. Now, Father, as we begin this day that you have made, Father, and we are rejoicing therein, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that this day will be one of the best days that we have ever experienced, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for creativity. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing. We thank you for the favor that shall pour out in this day that you have made, Father. And Father, thank you, Lord, for protection in all our endeavors. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Father, keeping our family, keeping our household, keeping our children, keeping our mate. Father, we thank you right now. And Father, I pray, Lord, that every request, every desire, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will allow it to be so, because you are that type of God that causes us to move forth, to causes us to triumph, to causes us to begin to want for nothing, because you are supplying every one of our needs. Father, we thank you for this day, Father. Father, lead us and guide us as we move and flow into this day, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the glory and the honor now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Prophetess Naomi, I am rejoicing. I am refreshed in the Lord, and I give God praise for that new thing this new thing that God is going to bring about his people. I'm not going to try to explain it or try to figure it out. I just know it's from the heavens, and I'm going to receive it in Jesus' name. So, Prophetess Naomi, I want to thank you. Thank the company of prophets. Thank those that have been listening. Listen, and also, Prophetess Naomi, let them know about the website, that those that have prayer requests, we are taking in your prayer requests. We want to offer those prayer requests up to the Lord, because I'm reminded in the scripture, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, we're going to hear from heaven. And like we started out on this call saying, prayer plus prophecy equal prosperity. God is going to cause you to prosper in the way that you're going in the name of Jesus. We got to first honor him. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things is going to be added unto us. So, people of God, we are on the right track. Don't quit. Don't come down, but keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord. Prophetess Naomi, and thank you all. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Right before, I just want to give our announcements. Next week is Holy Week, and your resurrection, you can do your resurrection offering online. Also, we will be having our oil mixing service that Thursday, April 13th. That's right, April 13th. I think I got it right tonight. April 13th, Thursday at 7:30 p.m., asking those to have their olive oil for the oil mixing service, as well as we're having our Good Friday service. Friday, Good Friday service, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. So you don't want to miss that. Just mark that in your calendar. This is especially for those that are in the New York City area. We will be doing that during this Holy Week. All right. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please do so and make your announcement.
Yes, Prophetess Naomi.
Okay. I'm sorry. I heard one person speak. Go ahead.
Prophetess Naomi, Prophetess Olympia.
Hi, Prophetess Olympia.
Bless you. I just want to share a testimony real quick. I thank God for the midnight cry. I was on a call last night praying with the company of prophets, and my daughter and my grandson was traveling from at 12 midnight from Virginia back to New York. They arrived safely. They came here and made a stop, but she had to pick up the van, and they continued to make their journey to New Jersey. And I tried to tell my daughter to stay, you know, take a nap for an hour before she got on the road, but she thought she was okay and she's wanting to get home. Can I tell you, she was on a bridge traveling with my grandson and she fell asleep behind the wheel. Thank God for the angels. They kept the vehicles behind her, kept honking their horns, and she continued to drive, and then she just fell asleep and she hit the guardrail. But thank God the angels were there to keep them safe.
Oh,
and
amen.
She's fine. She made it all the way home, and she called me as soon as she got home. And all I could think of was the power of the midnight cry and the prayer. So I just want to encourage everyone to let everyone on this line know that there's not a spot that God isn't. There's not a spot where he keeps his angels that guide and protect. Whether it's in the form of other vehicles that's behind you to let you know to wake up. But I just wanted to give God the praise and the honor. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for that testimony. Amen. Wow, and wow, that is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. All
amen.
Right, thank you. Thank you. All right, is there any other announcement?
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just wanted to announce that later today at 12 noon, we will be back for Pop Life Radio with Talk Tuesday, hosted by myself, Prophetess Jessica, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. So you'll definitely want to tune in. We have a very exciting show for you guys today.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Prophetess Jessica. All right, join us right back on this line at 12 noon for Talk Tuesday. Is there any other announcements that need to be said before we close out? All right. If all hearts and minds are clear, I want to say thank you to you all. God bless, and we love you. And we will see you tomorrow between 11:52 and 11:55. God bless.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless you.